Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Discover off the beaten track vacation in Gozo, Malta. Brilliant blue waters full of diving sites, ancient megalithic temples, 300 days of sunshine and year-round festivals, this is what visitors can expect while exploring Gozo. The island is part of the Maltese archipelago in the Mediterranean, accessed only by ferry, and is more rural and less crowded than mainland Malta. Slow tourism, a growing trend, is about taking one's time to immerse oneself in local culture. Gozo is now attracting travelers looking for authenticity, local farm-to-table experiences, history, and culture this coming autumn season. Sustainability. Slow tourism is one facet of a larger sustainable tourism trend, reducing the negative effects of mass tourism on the environment. Sustainability is a way of life on Gozo. The locals know the island is unique, and that its culture and environment need to be protected. The island has begun initiatives like the implementation of solar panel water heating, the use of photovoltaic panels, and the construction of a wastewater treatment plant. Many valleys in Gozo are cleaned annually in order to enhance the catchment areas and prevent runoff from flowing directly into the open sea. The high standards of cleanliness on Gozo's beaches have earned three of them the prestigious Blue Flag designation. This award is one of the most widely recognized awards for sustainable beach management, and earning it requires meeting specific criteria. Visitors can participate in reducing their carbon footprint by using alternative modes of transport in Gozo, including walking, cycling, Segway tours, and kayaking. There is also a hop-on-hop-off sightseeing bus which features a day pass. Ramla Bay Beach image courtesy of Visit Malta. Diving in beaches. Gozo is thought to be Calypso's Isle from Homer's The Odyssey, making it a must-visit for Greek mythology fans. Enjoy some of Gozo's azure waters and environmentally sustainable beaches, or guests can try scuba diving or snorkeling. Malta is one of the top scuba diving destinations in the world, and the top in Europe. Gozo has three gorgeous Blue Flag beaches. One is Ramla Bay Beach, known for its red sand, and is an excellent place to relax. Marsalforn Bay is another incredible spot. It's one of the most developed and highly frequented bays to visit, with several restaurants around it. Hondak Iyar Rumian, a rocky beach on Gozo, is also an excellent location for diving. In the waters of Gozo are the numerous breathtaking underwater structures, specifically the Wied Ielmila Sea Arch. Visitors can enjoy a boat trip to Comino and visit the world-famous Blue Lagoon, famous for its natural scenery, above and below the water. A secluded cove worth visiting is Wied Ielgasri, accessed through a steep flight of stairs due to unleveled ground. Popular among divers and snorkelers, the bay is home to a fascinating network of underwater caves and an abundance of marine life. Particularly intriguing is a cave with a shaft stretching up to the top of the steep cliffs. Rich cultural heritage. Gozo is an island steeped in history and culture. During a longer stay, visitors have the chance to explore more off-the-beaten-path cultural and historical sites. A must-visit are the Gantija Temples, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, built in Gozo before the Egyptian pyramids. A great opportunity to experience the remains of ancient history, without the crowds of similar World Heritage Sites. Another place to take it slow is the Citadel in Iarabot, or the Citadella. It is home to museums and is also, itself, a heritage site. Especially interesting for religious pilgrims and groups are Gozo's historical churches. Most famous is the stunning man-made structure, the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Blessed Virgin of Tapinu. Village festas. Visitors can join in Gozotan celebrations, known as festas. Colorful and lively events, festas always feature an abundance of fireworks. The main attractions in every village are the amazing pyro visuals that are passionately handcrafted by locals each year. At the peak of these celebrations, a procession is held in honor of the village's patron saints. Streets are decorated with banners and statues, while the town churches are elegantly decorated, both on the exterior and interior. Marching bands play tunes along the village square, or piazza, accompanied by devout parishioners and street vendors serving traditional cuisine. Local farm-to-table cuisine including Gozotan bejniat, round cheeselets. Gastronomy, farm-to-table. Gozotan farmers use organic methods to grow all their crops. Gozo's food specialties and recipes involve their fresh produce. visitors can support sustainability with the wide variety of organic meals available in Gozo. Gozo's tasty gbejniat, round cheeselets, are made from goat's milk by the same farmers whose ancestors made them decades before. Most importantly, they are delicious, served fresh or dried, and flavored with pepper and salt. At the Marcelforn salt pans, visitors can see the 350-year-old salt pans, which cover approximately 3 kilometers along the coast. They are integral to a long-standing Gozotan tradition of sea salt production. This method dates back to the Phoenician era, with significant developments during Roman times and continued by local families over generations to this day. The farmers are just as organic with their wines and olive oil. They have vineyards for fresh winemaking and groves for olives. Visitors can go to these vineyards and groves to taste authentic Maltese wines and olives. Tamina Estate is a vineyard that gives tours and is a part of agritourism. Ta Blanca's olive grove is a garden located on the outskirts of Zucaja and is an incredible place to take a nice stroll and view the beginnings of the creation of Gozotan fresh olive oil. For a genuine farm-to-table experience, Maldonado Bistro in Gozo offers weekly cooking classes where guests can learn about and participate in preparing traditional Maltese dishes guided by professional chefs. Included in each class is a brief guided walk to the Victoria City Center to local vegetable shops, butchers, fishmongers, or cheesemongers. After the dishes are prepared with the fresh ingredients, guests can enjoy their meal along with local wine and coffee. Relaxation, taking it slow. Gozo has more than sights, it offers opportunities to unwind during a long stay. The warm Mediterranean climate throughout the year makes off-season visits in the fall and spring less crowded, more slow and more enjoyable. The island has retreat houses such as the Manresa Retreat House, to find inner peace. There are yoga retreats to relax and exercise. There are also spa facilities to get a massage or just slow down for the day. Gozo invites people to experience the island as a local, but with no pressures, simply to relax, explore, and discover their culture. Visitors can do all of this while taking steps to keep the environment safe. How to get there? With Malta itself very small, travelers will be able to see a lot in just a few days. Gozo, Malta's sister island, can be a day trip or a wonderful place for a longer stay. Currently, there are 2 ferry companies that take you from Malta to Gozo. Gozo Fast Ferry, less than 45 minutes, take this ferry from Valletta to Gozo. Gozo Channel, approximately 25 minutes, this ferry that runs between Gozo and Malta, takes cars across as well. Where to stay, from luxury villas and boutique hotels to historic farmhouses. Travelers are able to enjoy the island while staying in one of Gozo's luxury villas, a range of boutique hotels or historic farmhouses. The advantage of staying on this island is that it's small compared to its sister island of Malta, with beautiful beaches, historic sites, a great variety of local restaurants, and nothing is more than a short drive away. Not your usual farmhouse, there is a wide range of options with modern amenities, most with private pools and stunning views. They are ideal getaways for couples or families seeking privacy. For more information, visit here. About Malta. The sunny islands of Malta, in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, are home to a most remarkable concentration of intact built heritage, including the highest density of UNESCO World Heritage Sites in any nation-state anywhere. Valletta, built by the proud Knights of St. John, is one of the UNESCO sites and the European Capital of Culture for 2018. Malta's patrimony in stone ranges from the oldest freestanding stone architecture in the world to one of the British Empire's most formidable defensive systems and includes a rich mix of domestic, religious, and military architecture from the ancient, medieval, and early modern periods. With superbly sunny weather, attractive beaches, a thriving nightlife, and 8,000 years of intriguing history, there is a great deal to see and do. For more information on Malta, visit www.visitmalta.com. About Gozo. Gozo's colors and flavors are brought out by the radiant skies above it and the blue sea that surrounds its spectacular coast, which is simply waiting to be discovered. Steeped in myth, Gozo is thought to be the legendary Calypso's Isle of Homer's Odyssey, a peaceful, mystical backwater. Baroque churches and old stone farmhouses dot the countryside. Gozo's rugged landscape and spectacular coastline await exploration with some of the Mediterranean's best dive sites. Gozo is also home to one of the archipelago's best-preserved prehistoric temples, Gantija, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. For more information on Gozo, please visit www.visitgozo.com. iturbonews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.